Hello, I'm looking for Elsa.
Speaking, who is this?
Elsa, this is Ethan Hale calling you from Gnome Book Writing. Remember, we had a word in regards to your book, and I thought we scheduled a phone call.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Ethan, how are you?
I am good. What about you?
I don't know. I mean, the project is not doing, you know, so
that's,
I'm sorry. I meant to call you back, but, you know.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm, you know, coming into this part, and I wanted to talk to you about the book, about the project. So can you tell me the best time to call you back, because you weren't available?
I can talk now.
You can talk now?
Yes.
That's great. So first of all, let me give you a brief introduction about me. I am a senior strategist for book, for the marketing and for publishing of the books at Gnome Book Writing. I believe you're working with Sheldon, right?
Yeah, right now.
Yes. So do you have any kind of feedbacks where the project is going, and can you tell me a bit more about it?
What? Different than what Sheldon knows?
Yes. How are you feeling for the book? And, you know, are you satisfied with the direction of your project?
Well, I am way behind the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the beginning, the book was going to come out for Christmas. So in my community, we had a Christmas activity, New Year's, that I want to present it. It didn't happen. And then on February, which is Black Month, which I could have used during the youth movement in my community, nothing. And now it's March, the women's, and we're going through this women's celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't have my book, so...
Yeah, I can totally understand that. We are behind the schedule, and that's why I'm just trying to communicate with you.
Okay.
The main thing is about, you know, if you talk about the main thing for the book, it's a 100 pages book that you want, as you told me, you wanted to publish it on Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me, where are we lacking?
Where are we now?
Yes, can you tell me where are we lacking?
I have no idea, because... I was working with Lisa, and
mm-hmm.
we had this the format, the you know, the outline for the book, for the 10 chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, I think, Chris. He came in, and then after Chris, there is Sheldon. So in between, I got a confusion over my chapter 8, 9, 10 was completely different than my story. So
what?
We had corrected that. I went through that with Sheldon the other day. So I have put the stuff that I need to be corrected, and I've given him. So I'm waiting for him to get back to me now.
So that's basically, you set some revisions for the chapter 8, 9, and 10, right?
8, 9, and 10. Well, I mean, it's basically the whole story, kind of, you know. Because
I don't
the
understand.
Story that I'm telling,
you're
the story what
you're
I'm telling is,
mm-hmm.
is about a person, a diaspora from Eritrea, being a woman, came in young age.
Mm-hmm.
And going through all whatever we went through, it's in the story there. And I want it to be a lesson to use in here to my children, grandchildren who are in here, not, you know. So
mm-hmm.
being here and working hard, getting through all that, I mean, the destiny, I mean, what you come for in this country, and then things are different, you know, when you come in reality.
Mm-hmm.
And the political change that happened there, with the Mengistu taking over. So how it was, you know, that I had to help my sisters come here, join me, and all that story. But at the end, then after 1991, the Eritrean independence happened, so we become free to travel to, you know, before we couldn't travel to Ethiopia because it was the communist part, what's his name, Mengistu.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, things were clearer. So from 1994, I mean, I took my kids. We go every other year, or if there is a wedding, we are really in a good communication.
Okay.
I mean, things are, my sisters are here. They're all successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to tell the story. That, you know,
but,
I'm happy
but,
right now. So.
Yeah, but you are saying the writers changed the whole direction of the story, right?
They put it like... after independence, that my family trying to leave home, they're both dead, God forbid.
mm-hmm.
So they tried to come here, that I had a hard time to bring them here. The government in Eritrea and Ethiopia, and then in America, I'd say I have nothing to do with that. I'm telling you.
All right. And
now my story.
Chapter 10 is the last chapter for your book, right?
What?
Chapter 10 is the last chapter of your book, right?
8, 9, 10 was, separated, but I had done the correction, and with Sheldon, I don't know. I, honestly, to tell you, I like to work with one person,
Mm-hmm.
Because I have said all this before you. I said this with Lisa. I said it with Chris. Mm-hmm. I went through this with Sheldon. And then there was some lady who emailed me yesterday morning, and now I'm talking to you. I mean...
No, because, that's the main reason.
Yeah.
That's the main reason. Now you don't have to go to Chris. You don't have to go to Lisa. You're working with me and Sheldon. So I'm going to pace up the work. I'm going to ask Sheldon about your project. Where are we standing right now? And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to come back to you, all right?
I had a long talk yesterday with Sheldon.
Yes, for chapter 8,
so
9, 10.
All this, and what he said, he's going to be the only one to contact me, so I don't know.
Yes, he is the project manager. And as I've told you, I'm going to be working for this strategy of the book.
Okay.
So first of all, we need to see where are we standing. We need to see how much of the percentage of the book has been completed. And as you said, for the 8th...
Right now, not much. Right now, I can tell you, not much. It's not what I want to be.
I can understand that you are... if I put myself in your shoe, I'll feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the resolution, right? We need to come up with a resolution. And that's why I'm asking
mm-hmm.
you... can you tell me what are your main aims and goals for the book? Like, when do you want to publish it?
The beginning of this new year. Didn't I say that?
No. That has been done, right? That has been done.
I would have my book. So after that, I'm taking it as you guys help me.
Yes, I'm asking you for the new date. So if you can tell me,
like to have it by the end of maybe mid-April.
That's doable. And we can do that for sure.
Well, within a month, I would like it to be done because... March, I had lost a lot of audience. I have, because the main reason I'm writing the book is for the youth that I work with in here.
Yeah, if you see your book, we are almost in the final stages. Now, what we need to do is just, correct the chapters that you want.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the last chapters of the book. And
mm-hmm.
we need
mm-hmm.
to get going for the publishing.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, sounds good.
So let me ask Sheldon. Let me see.
Okay.
About your project.
I've told Sheldon already, but I want to mention it to you too. Get rid of those old, the platform, the outlines that we had. I mean, just come up with the new one. The last one that I sent him
mm-hmm.
with the correction, that's the one I want to call. Because a lady, Zahra, or somebody sent me, it's an old version of that.
Uh-huh. No worries. We are going to correct that as you want. We are going to correct that, And we are going to revise all of the material that you need. First, I have another question. Do you have someone looking for the ISBN, or do you have the ISBN for the book before the publishing? Because, once we move to the publishing... Uh-huh.
I don't know. I have paid for it. There was somebody. You have to ask Lisa. There was... I paid for the advertisement, for ISBN, for everything. It's all paid. It's just to bring the book out.
Are you sure?
I did buy that. Oh, yeah.
All right, let me check that, and I'll get back to you. First of all, let me ask Sheldon, and let me see where are we going, all right, for the 8, 9, chapter, and 10.
Give me time, because I did a lot of correction, okay?
No worries. We're going to be correcting everything that you want, all right?
So he took his time, and let him take his time, but
mm-hmm.
I just want to get it,
Sure, you'll get the best version of it.
Okay, Nathan. Thank you for calling me, though. I appreciate it.
Do you have any more questions that you want to maybe clear?
Let me see what he comes out first. I have to see what
Sure, I'll ask him, and I'll ask him to deliver it to you. All right?
After I go through that, then I'll let you know, okay?
Sure. Thank you very much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Take care, and bye for now.
Thank you.